This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. The last time Front Row had anything to do with the Sisters in Islam was in the context of a play that it commissioned, Kanduri Kandara, which was staged in the basement make space in Quill City Mall. Today we're talking about an art exhibition, Hell, Heaven, which will open this week. And I have in the studio with me the artist curator, Norma Nun, and the owner of the gallery called Cult Gallery, Suryani Senja Alias. Welcome.
Hi, Sunim. Good afternoon.
I am aware that this is not the first time the Sisters in Islam are involved in art, visual art, that is. What part of Sisters of Islam is responsible for art?
When Sisters in Islam is involved in performing arts or visual arts, it's actually a way to communicate to people in different mediums. The way we fundraise as well, that influences what we do, because some fundraising events have comedy, some fundraising events have plays. We've done fundraising events which involve music as well as theater as well as art. So we don't have a particular section that deals with art, but we use different ways to engage our audience and we use different platforms to raise funds, and this is one of them.
I assume at the end of the day, all these are part of your mission to promote, to help educate people about
Sisters in Islam's causes and what we do. Because I think it's important to engage many different types of people, and especially the young people who may not necessarily come to talks or seminars or, you know your rights workshops. So I think when we communicate using art or music or theater, we actually, you know, reach out to different people, especially young people, and people listen in a different way. It's like a non-threatening environment to listen to something serious.
Ms. Noor, you are an artist and you are also the curator. How visually literate are Malaysians that they can, in a way, understand, for the lack of a better word, this kind of education about causes, about ideas through visual art?
I think in the performing arts, Sisters in Islam and also the universal human rights area, is quite somehow interlinked. Because there's some performing arts. I'm from Kelantan that's been banned, and mostly women performing Mak Yong and all of that. But this exhibition is a charity exhibition for fundraising. Last year they had an auction which the artists were involved to interpret a colouring book, and that's kind of started, I think, this relationship. So I was one of the artists. So for this year, Suryani asked me if I could curate a show. And because of the development that's happening, I guess, in Malaysia, I got really upset. Suddenly the word hell has no fury, heaven has no rage popped up. Google it. And then I used that as the curatorial brief to give to the artist to send artworks in.
You know, if I were to look at the works that you already have, without that title, Hell, Heaven, or without some kind of an explanation, I cannot see it in the works themselves. That's why I raised the question, how visually literate are our Malaysian audience?
In the end, it's about raising money. Some of the artists send in work related to the brief, some not at all, but we'll take it in anyway, because as a curator, not as an artist, the focus is to raise funds for the Sisters in Islam. So there's 21 artists. I try to find women and male half-half equal. So we have 10 female artists and 11 male artists.
how do they help focus on this gender issue, which I think is at the heart of this exhibition?
I think Anum can also give a bit more background behind why she chose the title Hell, Heaven. But we do know that it's very gendered, you know, the words hell and heaven. I mean, for example, in Islam, syurga di bawah tapak kaki ibu, you know, heaven is at the bottom of your mother's feet.
So heaven is women and syurga.
Yeah, and English, even hell as well.
No
hell, in English, hell has no fury,
scorn.
Like a woman scorned, you know. Yeah. So immediately we can think of so many instances where hell and heaven are associated with women, and how gender is a very heavy word. So we would like to have that as, you know, interesting discussion points, and how we can relate gender to art and gender with the concept of punishment, you know, hell and heaven.
When you mentioned that you gave the brief heaven, hell to the artist, beyond that, did you give them something more in terms of, this is what we want to achieve in the exhibition? These are some of the issues that we are looking at.
No, because I trust the artists and their intellect. So I just give it, and I don't write too long because artists don't have time, because they need to do the work. So I just give them like a very brief brief, and they just respond to it. I trust them. I don't go to the studio and say, look, you have to do this. No, not at all. And I've been doing a lot of this kind of like a curatorial brief for different charity events for WWF, recently Art Aid, and the result has been very, very good because you have a diverse interpretation. And that's, for me, is wonderful. I mean, as a curator, I just trust the artist, and the artist also trusts me, and I think that's why they responded well.
While the brief was given out to the artists, they did not always respond to the gender issues, which the exhibition is supposed to underscore. With those works that were specific and they responded, how do you balance between informing, promoting certain principles that Sisters in Islam wants to disseminate? How do you balance that against that art should not be didactic?
So, for example, Hannah Zamri, a young artist. So we have a mixture of senior artists, printmakers, female, male sculptors, but very strong representative from the female side. For example, Hannah Zamri painted a large...
The female genitalia.
Genitalia. Yeah.
Anyway, it looks like a female genitalia because the title is Fleur en Feu, which is flower on fire, actually.
Yeah. And then we have Sharon Chin, who is quite active for the Bursi rally last year. So she's submitting work about nonviolence, kind of like protesting through peaceful means. It's titled Nonviolent is Strength, yellow in color. It's made out of ribbons, applique, glue, fabric, foam board, acrylic, and wood. And she was carrying this banner that has the text Nonviolent is Strength. And there's the hand sign, like the Indian outline of a hand. So it kind of like stop in the name of love.
I understand. So on Saturday, November 18th, there is going to be a public lecture and you'll be talking.
Yes.
And you will be accompanied by Noharayati Kaprawi. What is the topic of this discussion?
I think the topic will be about gender, art and culture.
In this context, what can you say about art and gender?
Well, I can bring examples like the Gorilla Girls. I can bring example about the censorship that goes on in Malaysia. Also the gender culture, especially coming from Kelantan. I'm a senior artist. I'm single. So I'm really a minority there, actually.
Hell, Heaven is an art exhibition which opens today, Thursday, November 16th, and will run till November 23rd. The exhibition is in Cult Gallery in Pasiran Bukit Tunggu, and admission is free. But because it's a private gallery, you have to make an appointment to go there. But on Saturday, November 18th, there'll be a public lecture at 4 p.m. titled Dialogue on Gender, Art and Culture. And the speakers are, one of them is here, Normanum Muhammad and Nohayati Kaprawi. And our moderator will be Suryani, who is also here. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you, Sun Heng.
This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.